Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
My name is Naftali with Family First Care. I'm returning Ralph's call.
Yes, this is Ralph.
Yes, hi.
What can I do for you, sir?
I'm just returning your call. I had a
Okay.
phone.
You're from Home Care?
Yes, I'm from Family First. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they just sent me a letter to so I can get for the bank statements and all that stuff. And I'm taking it
Yeah.
down now to the welfare office, my sister's office right now to get that done. Oh.
So Randy had told me that he's gonna, let me see what he says over here. I think he told me we'll submit it online. Let me see. No, so Randy says that you opened the account 2 years ago, the bank account, and he has the statements. He told me that he also has the statements of the Social Security award letter, the last statement, how much you're getting every month. So he told me that he's gonna send it over to me, and I can send it in for you, to the county's office, but just need to get it.
Oh, okay, well, I got the papers down and stuff here. Hold up. I
Oh,
got the
okay.
papers and stuff, and I'm
Just to
sending it
confirm
down to
then.
county. I'm giving it to the county assistant office now. They
Oh,
have,
okay.
cause they
So
have.
if you want to drop it off at the county's office, that's also okay. But
Okay, so I'm doing
what
that.
are
So
you
what?
dropping
So,
off? You're dropping
well, I'm
off
dropping.
2 years of
I'm.
the bank statements?
Yes, the 2 years bank statements and I search some from the Social Security office saying that I get a direct deposit.
Yes. So that's a benefit verification letter. So that's probably what you need, since you don't have any other accounts. But make sure that you give them from the bank account, from the date that the account was opened, like till the last statement, because they usually
Yeah,
they need
because
five.
this is what they asked me now. It's just a little thing. Now they want 5 years back statements. I haven't been working, and I just started getting my Social Security retirement
Right.
about a
So
year ago. So
that's not no. So they won't need 5 years if the account was opened
that's what they said. Now
years
this is
ago.
what they said. They want it, so they had me going through problems with that. So
No,
when I got
they won't
the
make problems. If you open the
information.
account on that day, if you tell them, write a letter inside that you opened the account on that day, they wouldn't ask for
Okay.
more.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, now listen, once I do this, now am I to call you back? Are you to get in
Yeah,
touch with me?
sure. Yeah, sure, but I'm leaving the office right now, and I'll be back Monday, so I'll be able to speak to you then.
Okay, so
Is there
when do you think you'll
any
be able to
questions
come
you
down?
have?
Huh?
What are you asking? What?
I said, when do you think I'm gonna be able to see you?
So I'm not coming down. It's just once you submit the financial documents, the county will review your file, and they will get back to you if you're approved. They will
Okay, now what
notify
happens
you.
after that?
Go ahead.
I said, what happens after they approve me?
Okay, so after they approve you, they will assign an insurance company who will manage the plan, and you will schedule, you'll get a service coordinator from the insurance, and you'll schedule with them an assessment. They will assess how many hours you need. And also, in the meantime, once you're approved for the waiver, we will onboard Randy as the caregiver, and once the insurance comes back with how many hours they give you, you're ready to start care. But first, you got to be
Okay, thanks.
approved by the county for the waiver. So if you drop off their documents, it might still take, a week or two to hear back from them, but that should be enough for now.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.